listened to a Rogers ad. Way to go, Rod. Yes, we'll be heading to Russia after 5. We'll be going to Pittsburgh, where Pierre LeBrun is.
So it adds a lot of pressure, I think, on the Caps, Mitch. Because I think it's like everyone's like, well, you got to win tomorrow. There's no Letang. What if you don't and you're down 3-1 and you didn't take advantage of that? So there's all kinds of different angles to this. But again, I will tell you, that was a veteran Caps team that felt very much like they were in the right spot here after last night and that they can come out tomorrow night and tie it.
Pierre LeBrun in the final hour yesterday. I'm looking for a big Capitals win tonight. I think they're due. They've lost 4 of their last 6. There's no Letang. There's no Olli Mäntä. Big Capitals win tonight. That's how I see it. But the heck with the NHL playoffs. How about those World Hockey Championship? No S. Gord Miller on site. How are you?
Привет, товарищ.
Oh, okay. I'll drink to that.
That means hello, comrade.
Bernie Sanders is not in this studio, Gord.
No, but you are, Mitch. And we all know you're a sympathizer.
Oh, yeah, big time, sure. I do sympathize with Russians. I have Russian blood, if you want to call me comrade in that context, by all means. Have you been to St. Petersburg?
I was at a church. Pardon me?
Okay, we got a slight delay, so we'll try to, when I finish talking, I won't pick up again, but have you been where you are now before?
My fourth time here, yeah. Eighth time to Russia, fourth time to St. Petersburg.
And what can you tell us about it?
It is a magnificent city. It is, to me, the most beautiful of the Russian cities. Tremendous history. The greatest museum in the world is here, the Hermitage Museum. Has the largest art collection in the world. Great architecture on the water. You know, I mean, you mentioned you have a great affinity for Russians. I do too. I think that, you know, we were brought up to hate Russia and Russians, and I think that until you come here, you don't really understand the history of it. And right now, they're in May. They celebrate, you know, the end of the Second World War, and the horrible sacrifices that were made here. Imagine St. Petersburg, Mitch. The siege of this city lasted 850 days, 2.5 years. The Germans never took it in World War II, but over 1 million people died here in this city. In one city, 1 million people died. It's the history here, what they've been through is remarkable, and I like coming here, and I think that once you come here, you understand where they come from a lot better.
What's the name of the museum you just mentioned?
The Hermitage.
Is that where Ray Ferraro is? Like on whatever spare time he has? Is that a Ferraro kind of thing?
We're going to go there probably next Tuesday. We have an off day, but we walked around today. We went to the church of the Savior of the Spilled Blood.
Hmm. Yes.
That's a cathedral here. Yes. We walked around, looked at a bunch of monuments and places and things. It's an amazing city because Peter the Great, who founded the city, decreed that no building should be taller than 5 stories, which was the Winter Palace that he built. So no building could be taller than the Winter Palace, which is now the Hermitage. So it's all low buildings, open sky. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, you're describing a postcard to us. And how about on the ice? What is the general feeling as a lot of us start to pay attention to Team Canada and the World Hockey Championship again underway on Friday, and pull ourselves a little bit away from the NHL playoffs. What the makeup of the team? How does it look in comparison to some of the other teams?
Well, I mean, intriguing. You know, Canada opens against the United States on Friday, so right away you've got that sort of open with a bang. You've got Connor McDavid for Canada, Austin Matthews for the United States, and a host of other stories underlying for Canada. You've got the likes of, you know, Ryan O'Reilly's back from last year. You've got Corey Perry looking to complete the triple gold club. It's a real, you know, Brendan Gallagher's here. A real young Canadian forward group that includes Max Domi and Sam Reinhart, along with McDavid. That's an intriguing group. And then, you know, for the United States, of course, you've got Matthews, who's going to be the first pick in the draft. But you've also got other guys that, you know, people might not know as much about. Kyle Connor, who's a Winnipeg Jets draft pick, is going to be a really good NHL player. And he's going to make his international debut for the U.S. at the senior level. Dylan Larkin's here. So obviously that's intriguing from that matchup. The Finns have a really good team on Canada's side as well. And then on the other side, you got the Swedes, the Russians, and a whole host of other good teams.
Who is Gallagher? I don't know if you can tell based on one game, but I don't know what else you're going to go on practice, I suppose. Who is Gallagher playing with?
Well, right now, the issue that Canada has is that you've got Brad Marchand hasn't skated for a couple of days. So the lines have been really jumbled. So the last I saw was that he was playing with Connor McDavid. So, but we'll see if that lasts.
Last time Gord Miller was on this show, he's on every Wednesday.
You know, it's obviously irrelevant to the Anaheim Ducks what happened to Bruce Boudreau in Washington, you know, 6 years ago. But the fact is the man's 1-6 in Game 7. All six losses have been at home. So if they lose tonight, our God is a cruel God.
Shot blocked down. Sprawling play kicked across. 5 seconds left. Drive on a cross. Oh, and a shot is blocked again by Josi. Played back out, and the Predators have won it.
Actually sounding very Russian, very poetic a week ago. And as you know, Bruce Boudreau lost his job.
Yes, he did. Well, I guess, look, they probably had to make a change. I don't think he told Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaf not to score. I'm pretty sure he didn't. But there's clearly an issue there with belief, and so you have to change the record. Bruce Boudreau is a good coach. He'll get another job. But I think he knew, too, that it was going to happen. It's just incredible to me that, you know, just take the Anaheim thing alone. Four consecutive Game 7 losses, and I believe they've been ahead 3-2 in all four series. And then have gone on to lose Game 7 at home. I mean, it's just incredibly cruel.
Gord Miller at the World Hockey Championship in St. Petersburg, along with Ray Ferraro. TSN's coverage begins on Friday. Mitch Malick, Rod Francis, and Mitch Gallo.
I know it's not the World Championship, Gord, but the Olympic discussion seems to be revving up in a negative way with the IOC, I guess, reneging on an insurance financial commitment. Are things trending in the wrong direction for hockey fans?
It's interesting. I don't know, you know, they want to change the arrangement. The problem the IOC has is that other groups are now asking them to get the same treatment the NHL is. So the IOC's argument is it's different because hockey interrupts their season, so we have to help them out. But the fact is that other groups are saying the same thing. Why aren't you paying basketball's insurance costs? Why aren't the NBA players' insurance costs covered? I don't believe that the NHL wants to go to the Olympics. I think they want to make the World Cup their showcase event. And I think this hands them a great excuse not to go. My question is, how can you turn your back? Pyeongchang's easy not to go to. But Beijing in 2022, you're going to the largest market in the world. You're going to turn your back on that? I find that hard to believe. I don't know that you can go to Beijing and not go to Pyeongchang. So I guess the IOC is pushing back a little bit. It's interesting here, too, that the countries like Slovakia, Germany, and Switzerland, who aren't included in the World Cup, who are playing in that rest of Europe team, are bewildered that a tournament like that can be staged and they can't play as their own country. Like they look at the World Cup and say, how can you call that international hockey competition when you have two teams that aren't countries?
That's a pretty good question.
So why they do it? Well, they want to get as many NHL players in the tournament as possible. If you put Switzerland and, say, Slovakia in instead of under 23 North America and Team Europe, then Kopitar probably doesn't play. You know, Jack Eichel might not make the American team. You don't get as many NHL players. You're going to get a bunch of Swiss guys from the Swiss League and some Slovak players from the Slovak League. And the NHL doesn't want that. But their point is, don't call it the World Cup.
Right.
If you have two teams that aren't in the world.
A lot of things going through my head yesterday when I woke up from our nap. Most of my family is trying not to overplay it at all, but there was nothing to really overplay when something like that happens. It's just worried about the safety of friends and family, more so at the time my nieces who were still in Fort McMurray while my brother and his fiance are here watching us play. So it was a difficult time for a lot of people yesterday, and you know, I know there's a lot of help that that they've been getting, and a lot of people sacrificing time and energy to help the city of Fort McMurray, so it's sad.
Fort McMurray native Scotty Upshaw of St. Louis Blues. Gord, it must be kind of strange for you to be where you are and what's happening in your home province.
Yeah, I lived in Fort McMurray for a year. In fact, when we moved there in 1973, the house wasn't ready. My dad was took a job as a vice principal there, and the house wasn't ready, so we stayed in the Centennial Trailer Park for 2 months, and it just burned to the ground. Awful, awful situation there, and I'd really encourage people to help any way they can. And one of the best ways to help, from what I understand, is the Canadian Red Cross is doing a lot for people there. The need is not so much for, you know, clothing and things like that. That's being provided, but there's going to be a lot of financial assistance required, and the Canadian Red Cross is stepping up to help people, especially those who need extra assistance, that need home care, the elderly. So really encourage people to help out and to help our own there. It's a horrible, horrible story.
Yeah, in fact, if you go to our website.
Yeah, tsn690.ca, we've got a link there that directs you to the Red Cross. Gord, my younger brother Julian's been working in the oil sands for the last 7 years. He's at a Suncor work camp about 2 hours north of Fort Mac. And it was originally, up until yesterday, used as an evacuation center for Fort Mac residents. But my brother told me this morning that now that camp had to be evacuated because the winds were changing. Right. So it's as you say, we're just lucky there haven't been any fatalities. It's incredibly lucky.
It's amazing they got that many people out that quickly. You know, when you go there, and Ray Ferraro and I were up there a couple of years ago, Hockey Canada had a training camp up there, and I was there for a CFL game. You know, when you see how densely forested the area is around it, and you can see how a forest fire would sweep through. I mean, there's really no break. Fort McMurray is a city carved out of the forest, and the forest goes on. When you're up in a helicopter there, it goes on as far as the eye can see.
All right, we're going out here again with a little bit more from Fort McMurray native Scotty Upshaw of the St. Louis Blues. Gord Miller on site in St. Petersburg. Have a great tournament, Gord. We'll do this again next Wednesday.
До свидания.
I'll drink to that, too.
You know, as long as everyone was okay, from what I've read the last few hours this morning, there's been no casualties. It's other than neighborhoods up in flames and, you know, hospitals and downtown. And it's really tough. It's been a great city, a city that survived for many years through some tough times. And, you know, for me, growing up there was doesn't seem too long ago. And the places that probably aren't standing anymore be really, really tough to take in. But as long as everyone's okay, that's the main thing.
Once again, Scotty Upshaw in the middle of a playoff series. And you mentioned your brother Julian, who we've talked about on the show. Great hockey player, great legs. One of the most talented guys that we had on the ice during that Molson tournament that we had at the Bell Center years ago. You said 8 years he's been there?
Yeah. Yeah, he.
Whoa!
I know it literally flies by, Mitch. And like the work camp that he's been at. Think about this: there are no women, no alcohol, no Wi-Fi, and only a couple televisions. So, and you're there, and you work 21 days straight, and then you get 7 days off.
And where does he go for the 7 days?
Well, that's the thing. Remember, 2 hours north of Fort McMurray, which is like 5 hours north of Edmonton. So just, let's say you wanted to go to Edmonton for your 7 days off. It takes about a day to get there. It takes about a day to get back. So your 7 days becomes like 4 days of fun. It's like living in prison.
He must be earning a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
The Francis tycoon. The tycoon in the Francis family. If you want to work and you got spare time and you don't have you're not tied to a lot.
No, Mitch, that's exactly right. If you know that you can do it, and like I know I couldn't do it. But if you're willing to work hard and you can kind of turn your brain off and go and do this manual labor and work hard for, again, 3 weeks straight, it's worth doing it. But I don't think you want to be doing it into your 50s.
Come home to Mama. Mama Bravo Il Perro is renowned for pizza, but also for great submarine signature sandwiches.